Hello, this is Pastor Pete Beck III from LifeNet in Burlington, North Carolina. Welcome to today's podcast of Gospel in a Minute. Paul concluded his testimony by relating how God commissioned him to take the gospel to the Gentiles, which angered his listeners. I read from Acts 22, verses 18 through 23. I saw a vision of Jesus saying to me, "Hurry, leave Jerusalem, for the people here won't accept your testimony about me. Go, for I will send you far away to the Gentiles." The crowd listened until Paul said that word. Then they all began to shout, "Away with such a fellow, he isn't fit to live." They yelled, threw off their coats, and tossed handfuls of dust into the air. Principle: be appropriately provocative. Why did Paul say what he knew would inflame his listeners? Surely he was not naive. Was he led by the Spirit? That we cannot know for sure, but we assume so. Paul addressed one of the major sins of Judaism, its racist assumption that God did not include the Gentiles in the blessings of Abraham. In their pride, Paul's hearers hated the idea of non-Jews being part of God's plan. Paul knew his statement would anger his listeners, but he said it anyway in order to highlight the sin that was dragging them to hell. In today's politically correct world, Christians are warned that we must color inside the lines and not say certain things or face the consequences. What are the egregious sins of those who hate the gospel today? Abortion and homosexuality immediately come to my mind. Call out these biblical sins, and we will surely set off an explosion of hatred and persecution. And yet, these sins and others must be confronted if our listeners have any hope of repentance and forgiveness from God. Gospel preachers must be unafraid to be appropriately provocative, regardless of the consequences. It's part of the cost of discipleship. It is one of the reasons we need to be led and baptized in the Spirit. I conclude by reading Acts 1, verse 8. Jesus said, "You will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses," which in the Greek means martyrs. Telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.